Saga Egmont presents The King's Children by Peter Gotthard, translated from Danish by Martin Ribe Peterson, and read by Andrew Kingston. Episode 1. In the Depths of the Earth. The wolf rapidly comes closer. The lips are curled back, and the long fangs are exposed. It growls hoarsely and gazes intently at him. He wants to fight against it, but there is no strength left in his arms. He wants to escape, but his legs feel like water. In a panic, he thinks he is completely doomed. Then the wolf crouches down and leaps towards him. Buri woke with a scream. He opened his eyes, and the nightmare loosened its grip on him. It was dark in the small bedchamber where he had been sleeping next to his brother, Regin. His brother sat up in bed and angrily hissed. "You woke me up, again. I'm really getting fed up with you doing that." "I couldn't help it," Buri said quietly. "It was that nightmare again, the one with the wolf. I've had it 3 nights in a row now, and each time it gets closer and closer. I'm afraid something bad's going to happen." "Ugh, you with all your forebodings," Regin said. "No wolf would dare to even come close to the king's dwelling. They never go where there are this many people." "No, I suppose not," Buri mumbled, without feeling entirely convinced. He could still feel the fear inside him. Regin swung his legs over the edge of the bed and stood up. "I can't fall asleep after all this talking," he said, "and I could use a snack. We can easily sneak over to the kitchen and steal a couple of honey cakes. They baked them fresh yesterday. You coming?" "What if we get caught?" Buri asked. "We won't," Regin said. "It's the middle of the night. Everyone's sleeping. Come on." Buri and Regin were the king's sons. Regin was 1 year older than Buri. They were both growing rapidly, with long arms and even longer legs. Buri's spiky hair was so blonde that it was almost white. Regin's hair was just as bright in color, but it hung down over his forehead and the back of his neck. As if a cow licked him, people said, but only when Regin was out of earshot. The boys pulled on their trousers and shirts, stuck their feet into their shoes, and left the chamber. "Why don't we ask Signy if she wants to come along?" Buri asked. Regin shook his head. "We'd better not. She'll just tell us not to do it." Signy was their older sister. She was a couple of years older than the boys. Their mum had died several years before. Their father, Ulrich, was king of Nordmark, a land of rocky coastlines, green valleys, dark moors, and high mountains whose peaks were covered in snow the entire year. Regin and Buri left the house where they had been sleeping and sneaked across the open space between the buildings that made up the king's dwelling. They could see the white fog hanging over the fjord between the houses. Suddenly, the dead silence of the night was broken by a loud horn signal, followed by loud yelling and the clanging of steel from the direction of the beach. "Someone's sounding the attack," Regin burst out. "What's going on?" The two boys stopped to look out at the fjord. Just then, a man came running towards them with a torch in his hand. It was Skarker, one of the king's most trusted men. "There you are," he said with relief. "I'm glad I found you. You have to come with me."
"Where? Why? What's happening?" Regin asked.
"We're being attacked," Skarker said. "We don't know who the enemy is. Their longboat suddenly appeared out of the fog. The king led his warriors to fight them. I was ordered to make sure you children were safe. You have to come with me right now."
"Safe? Where?"
Regin asked. "No more talking," Skarker said, and gripped Regin's arm. "Off we go." He pulled Regin along with him, and Buri had to jog to keep up.
"What about Signy?"
Buri asked. "She's waiting for you," Skarker said. "She was in her bedchamber, not like you two. I didn't have to run around looking for her." Skarker brought them down to a small mooring pier. A rowing boat was waiting for them. Signy was sitting in the boat, along with another of the king's most trusted men.
"Oh, there you are."
Signy breathed with relief when the boys jumped into the boat. She was wrapped in a large shawl to keep out the chill of the